This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as Learning University. Tim, Ed, and JJ, thanks for listening. Learning University is on the air. We got 24 and a half more minutes of education, and we are going to bring it.
We're bringing it.
If people weren't listening at the first of the program, if you are colorblind and anybody ever laughs and makes fun of you, that should be a huge gray flag for you.
Huge gray flag. Pardon me. All right. Let's repeat our questions quickly, fellas.
All right. I've got two questions remaining. What is the name of the sea between Italy and Croatia? It's on the eastern side of Italy. And then second question.
The Sea of Love.
It's not.
Okay.
I've heard that song. It's not the Sea of Tranquility.
Not the secret.
I think it's the Sea of Chaos. You got that confused with Love Boat.
Everybody would like to drown in the Sea of Love.
My mama warned me not to go swimming in the Sea of Love because you will drown.
Y'all are missing some good opportunities to write some songs.
My mama warned me. All right, second question. We have all heard of Caesar Augustus. What does the word Augustus mean? That's all I've got.
Here's what I've got. First question, true or
false? It's almost September.
What's that? It
means it's almost September.
Okay, so
I like it.
What song is
August?
That? Sorry.
August.
Oh, August. Okay.
I was tracking, okay. Tim.
Sorry.
First question I've got, true or false, the blue whale gains 200 pounds a day during its first year. Is that true or false? I'm telling you, if this is true,
you're only hurting yourself.
That's a whole lot of plankton or occasional sailor going overboard. All right, second question. What is the name of the hero in most of Tom Clancy's novels?
My question. All right, listen, just forget the top two. Just give me the number one. If our listeners can't do this.
Don't get bitter.
No.
Fill in the blank.
Don't holler.
Fill in the blank. All right, I won't.
Don't browbeat them.
I'm going to remain positive. Name the the state that produces the most pecans in America. I want to know
this
the answer.
This is America,
to that.
People.
It's America, people. Number two, Stone Ground and Hominy are types of what popular food? Stone Ground and Hominy. They were also bands back in the 50s.
Stone Ground.
They legalized some of that Stone Ground out there in Colorado.
Did they really? Anyway, everybody got that question?
I do.
Let's go, Ed.
All right, we go to North Carolina. What say you? And Thelma is on the line. Thelma, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
Thank you, Thelma. Where are you calling from?
North Carolina, at Husky.
Okay. What town? Where is it?
It's in northeastern North Carolina, a Husky.
Oh, a Husky. Okay, gotcha. Yes, we have a tower there. Radio tower there. All right, go ahead. Ask, answer, or both?
I wanted to answer the Burger King question, but someone beat me to that. So I'll answer the one about Stone Ground or Hominy.
Okay, let me get the question real quickly again, and you answer it correctly. All right, Stone Ground and Hominy are types of what popular food?
Grits.
That's right.
Yes.
Grits. How'd you know that?
Well, it's drummed into my head from growing up watching Alice on TV. Florence Jean Castleberry would say, "Kiss my grits."
Yes, I remember that.
I remember that phrase.
But grits, which one do you prefer? Do you prefer the Stone Ground or the Hominy?
The Stone Ground.
Now, what's the difference?
Yeah, what is
you
the difference?
You said it's popular. I don't particularly
hominy
care for
it. The kernel stays intact, and they just bleach it out.
Right.
And then you boil it and season it with some butter and salt and pepper.
Okay.
That would be butter, Ed.
Butter.
You get that?
Not margarine, though, right?
Stone Ground. Tell them what Stone Ground grits are.
It's the corn that's ground up.
Yeah.
But it's not ground fine enough to be cornmeal. It's just the difference in high coarse or high fine. It's grind.
Oh, that's good.
Wow. Yes. Thelma knows.
Yeah, she knows.
And you can, or you can go the easy way and get quick grits or instant grits.
Instant.
Now, when y'all do y'all's tours, you go by the place where a bunch of people are in the vat. And they're barefoot, and they're grinding that, grinding those grits. Don't y'all do that?
On that's a hard way to do it. You can just get the stone to do it.
Those some hard feet. If you're,
but, yes, you are – who's our
– Thelma.
This is Thelma.
Thelma, you are correct. Stone ground and hominy are types of grits. Mm-hmm. That's what
sounds like Thelma
about.
Knows her grits.
Yeah. Hey, Thelma, what's your
– I eat grits. They're
good.
Wonderful.
Good.
Hey, do you put salt and pepper on your grits or anything at all or what?
A little butter?
Salt, pepper, and butter.
Okay. So I grew up, nobody cares about this, but I'll tell you anyway.
I do.
You care, JJ?
Yes, sir.
I grew up, my mom, we put sugar on grits.
Yes.
Yeah.
We
put
Yankees
sugar.
Yankees put sugar and milk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yankees do?
Yeah. Put sugar and milk. Anyway, I just put sugar on the grits.
Right.
But then when I got to be like 40, I swapped over
right.
the salt and pepper.
Ah.
So it's.
But
it's,
you had to cut down.
Everybody has that moment
yes.
in their life.
Yeah.
When they go, am I going to put sugar on my grits for the rest of my life?
Like right. sugar and cream in your coffee.
Am I going to grow up and put salt and pepper on them instead? Or am I going to rely on the sugar? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yes.
So I think we all reach that point. But anyway.
Hey,
so
yeah, Thelma, what's your question for us?
I didn't have a question. I just wanted to answer.
Well, you've been delightful.
Yes, you have been.
Thank you for listening to AFR. Have a wonderful weekend.
She sounds like she's probably a great cook.
She sounds like it.
Hey, we're talking about cook and how you do all these things. I sent this to our family group. A lot of cooks in our family. Got five daughters. And it said, every chef on TV, this is like every chef on TV. It's got this smiling lady in front of this little island. Today, I'm going to show you how to make something with simple ingredients everyone has in their pantry. I'm starting with Madagascar vanilla, hemp milk, and a single feather from a dodo bird.
Because nobody has that stuff when they
start. Hey, let me ask y'all something
yes.
here. You're all familiar with the Food Channel today, right?
Yes.
Have you
sure.
seen that?
Sure.
I haven't seen it, but I'm familiar with it.
You never seen the Food Channel at all?
No.
Wow. Anyway.
Like Man versus Food and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, but it's got a lot of chefs. They do a lot of
celebrity chefs.
Competition.
Chef
cooking competition. Anyway, I just wondered. Well, if you haven't seen it, this question wouldn't mean much to you, but I just wonder, do you think that Julia Child would make it on today's Food Channel?
I would say no, not because she wasn't a talented cook, but because you have to have an edge to you, it seems like, nowadays.
Yeah.
You got to have a little sarcasm, and she was just a very nice person.
With all due respect, I think it's her voice.
Oh.
That would keep her.
Hello.
You know what I'm saying? That would probably keep her off the Food Channel.
Julia Child. Oh,
yes, you got it. Do that in your French. Crusoe.
Yeah, no, don't do her.
Do welcoming, Julia Child.
Welcoming Crusoe to the
yes.
to an episode. Yes.
Hello, Inspector Crusoe.
He joined.
Hello, it's Julia. I see you have a bump on your head.
I don't know how.
A what?
A bump.
You missed your calling.
Whoa, wow!
You could have done impersonation.
I was kind of hoping I was called to more than that, but.
So right, Tuesday, I'm going to be in Weatherford, Oklahoma.
Really?
Ed Vitagliano is going to be opening.
I'm going to be opening
JJ's,
for JJ.
JJ's going to be in Weatherford, and Ed's going to be opening.
He's going to be the opener.
Hello? Welcome to the show.
I just want to apologize to folks.
Hey, you started it again.
That's what
JJ
I'm saying.
Did.
I'm apologizing for starting it.
Right. I didn't that time.
We go to Ohio, and Keegan is on the line. Keegan, welcome to Trivia Friday, and I hope I pronounced your name correctly.
You did good.
Keegan, how are your brackets holding up, or do you follow NCAA basketball, March Madness?
I don't, but my coworkers do.
Are they happy, sad? How are they doing overall?
He said he's holding on.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Keegan, Welcome again to you, and you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Do both. I'm going to start off with that whale question. I have really no clue, but I'm going to guess here.
All right, yeah, it's true or false. You got a 50-50 chance.
Get the question.
Here's the question. The blue whale gains 200 pounds a day, 200 pounds a day during its first year. Is that true or false?
I'm going to go with true.
It is 100% true.
Well,
and they
is it all water weight?
That's a good one. Well, here's the deal. They're big boned. It ain't like they're fat or they overeat. They're just big boned.
Yep.
No, here's the thing. They eat krill, K-R-I-L-L. It's like a shrimp, like a little shrimp type thing. Mm-hmm. And plankton, and it says they gain 200 pounds a day. You ought to see these pictures of a blue whale next to a school bus and all these other things, and you know how massive they are. But when they're full grown, wrap your brain around this: a full grown blue whale eats 6 tons of shrimp a day. Krill, it's a shrimp like stuff. 6 tons. A day.
And when they're young, they eat shrimp and grits, which is how they gain that much weight.
Stonehenge grits. Hey, yeah, you got it right. True. What's your question for us?
So, Jacob, when he seen Rachel and wanted Rachel, he worked 7 years for her, but he was deceived with Leah. How long did it take for him to receive Rachel after that? After that moment, he found Leah.
It took 1 week. He had to work for her another 7 years, but his father-in-law let the bridal week go by, and then he gave Rachel to him.
Absolutely.
Wow. JJ. You are like the master on Old Testament questions today. Excellent.
Hey, you said you were there with your coworker. You guys finish out. Have a great Friday. Have a wonderful weekend. Thank you so much for listening to AFR.
All right. We go back to Texas, and Lou is on the line. Lou, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, good morning, professors. Mm-hmm. I have procrastinated taking my Christmas tree down this morning to talk with you all.
This is Lou. So you finally took down your Christmas tree today?
I planned on it during the show, but then I knew all the answers to the questions.
Okay.
You know, if you'd waited a few more weeks, you might just have just
hang on.
It up.
Yeah, you get to Memorial Day, ain't no point in taking it down. I mean,
you could have celebrated it at Easter.
You know what, Lou? You get to about April, people quit talking about you. You know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't worry about it anymore.
1 year I left it up all year long, so I just had to dust it.
Dust it. Hey, and then you talk about confusing some people. They call, "What are you up to, dear?" "Oh, I'm dusting my Christmas tree."
Dusting the tree. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, I do want to let you know.
Yeah.
I've been watching you all long enough to see all of y'all's facial hair go gray.
Yeah.
Wow. That's encouraging.
That's a long time.
I love you all.
Well, thank you, Lou.
We love you, too.
We love our listeners, and thank you so much for reminding us how old we are.
Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I just reached Social Security eligibility. No, I'm about to.
You better
apply
before you miss the deadline.
Well, I don't know. I get conflicting reports. People say take it now. No, wait till you're 70, 67, whatever like that.
Well, I'm glad you take my advice, Tim, because I'm just qualified to give people
advice.
You're not
taking yours, though, are you, till you get to?
I'm waiting.
Yeah. All right, go ahead, Lou. Ask or answer or both?
Well, I'm going to try the pecan question. But I have a comment, and I don't know if it'll be allowed to say, but I'm going to try it anyway.
Okay.
JJ. Well, just remember, this is a Christian show.
Right.
I'm going to try it. JJ.
Yes. Are you going to answer a question first? Why don't you do that first?
Well, here's
I'll
the
be
question.
There first.
Here's the question.
Okay.
Okay, you got me worried now, Lou.
Okay, go right ahead.
All right, so here we go. The question is this. What is the top producing state for pecans in America?
Well, it's probably Georgia.
That's that's a mystery question.
What's the next one? Because Georgia, I had on my list. Look at this.
Actually, Georgia's the number one producing pecan state in the U.S. New Mexico's not far behind them.
New Mexico?
I was surprised, too.
Yeah. I would think Alabama or even
New Mexico has come on because of the climate there. But did you know that the United States produces 80% of the world's pecans?
Well, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you something about New Mexico. When my parents left New England, they moved to New Mexico. My dad worked at White Sands Missile Base. The house they bought had 30 pecan trees in the backyard.
Oh,
that was in New Mexico.
Well, there you go.
So,
there you go. Yeah, but Georgia number one. You're right, Lou. And then New Mexico number two. Pecans.
So make sure when we're through with you on the air, Lou, don't hang up. We'll put you on hold and get your information so we can send you the AFR ball cap.
Depending on what she says next.
Yes, depending on what you say now. All right, what was it you wanted to say to JJ,
What's
Lou?
Your question?
Well, it's pronounced pecans. It's French. Pecan. Visualize. You can't say that because you pee in a can.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't want to.
Well, I've heard it both ways. And so maybe what I'm thinking, is north of the Mason-Dixon line.
Well, I know that my dad, we pronounced them pecans.
Right.
And when we moved to New Mexico, the guy who lived next door got tired of my dad saying he was a former retired Texas Ranger living next door. And he finally said, I know we just met, but it's not pecans, it's pecans. And that was the he was being funny.
It's probably the old
Nevada.
The old almonds.
Yes. Now, I've never heard anybody say
Lou,
almond.
Thank you, Lou.
She got a question.
You have a question for us, Lou?
Okay. Quickly, who was the first or the creating president that signed a congressional act creating the United States Marine Band?
The United States Marine Band.
I have no idea on this.
I think it was, who was the guy that said, and a one, and a two?
Lawrence Welk.
It was Lawrence Welk.
He wasn't a U.S. citizen. He couldn't be president. He tried. I'm at Lawrence Welk at first. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't born here is what I'm saying.
Right, yeah. Right. I don't think we're going to know. What's the answer?
Our second president, John Adams.
Really?
Oh, so he
signed way back.
A presidential order declaration creating the Marine Corps
United
Band?
United States Marine Band.
And that, that goes so far back. A lot of people don't know this. Some of the original instruments they had were lyres and harps. And some of those things.
Yeah.
Lyres and the harps.
Yes.
Right out of the Bible.
Cymbals. Yeah.
The harps.
All right, Lou, we're going to put you on hold. Cindy Roberts is going to come on, get your information so we can send you an AFR ball cap. Congratulations. And have a great weekend.
The marching harps, ladies and gentlemen.
The marching
down the street
harps.
Here for the Macy's
that
Parade.
That sounded funnier in my head. I like Ed on that one.
The marching harps.
Like the matching haps.
Sounds like a band, too, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Opened up for, Led Zeppelin or somebody like that?
Opened up for
more
Stone
for
Ground
a, like a,
Ponies.
For
the Stone Ground Ponies.
For a polka band, if you're going to be the marching harps, you need to open
marching
for
marching harps.
Polka band, everybody have the suspenders and the knickers and all that.
It's a big deal in
many
parts of the country.
Oh, sure.
Polka right. Bands.
All right, back to the phones, Ed. We got time for maybe one or two more calls.
Okay, let's go to Tennessee.
Let's do
and
that.
It's Wayne's World. Wayne, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Party time, excellent. How we doing, gentlemen?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, where do you live in Tennessee, Wayne?
I'm in Chattanooga. I actually live in Northwest Georgia, but I work in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, Chattanooga is right near Georgia and Alabama.
You going to be watching that game tonight with the Tennessee and Kentucky? or are you not interested, or what's your stance on that?
No, I never did get into that.
Yeah.
Rather the sports world, I'm more into hunting and fishing.
There you go. My bad. Tennessee boy. Hey, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Do both, please.
Which one you feel confident about?
Well, I kind of cheated. Let's do the C between Italy and Croatia.
Okay, it's not cheating. If you looked it up, that's
it's research.
You're just researching the question. Good for you. What is the name of the C between Italy and Croatia? What do you say, Wayne?
It's not the Mediterranean. Oh, my gosh.
Is it a color?
No.
Okay.
No, it's not the color.
Oh, I'm going to give you a hint since we're coming up to the end of the show. If you remember Rocky's wife's name at the end of the first episode before they got married.
Adriatic Sea.
There you go.
That was a nice little hint.
A little hint. Adrian.
The Adriatic Sea.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
So you looked it up, but you couldn't remember. Listen, you must be getting over 50 if that's.
55.
That happens. You know what, I looked
it
up.
I was thinking it was the Sea of Yo.
Yo.
That's when you said that hint?
Yeah.
Right.
Huh? Sea of Yo. That's over there near China.
Yo, Adrian.
He kind of typecast himself with all that. You know, Rocky Strikes Back, the son of Rocky, Rocky 1, 2, 3. And all he had, if he had changed one word, he could have gone a whole different direction. He could have been out in a field looking up and going, aliens, aliens. And he could have gotten all those sci-fi movies and not been painted in the corner and typecast.
Hey, Wayne, aliens. Wayne, what's your question? We're getting towards the end of the show here. What's your question for us?
Okay, let's see if I can spit this out. What celestial event marks the beginning of the dog days of summer?
What celestial
event marks the beginning of the dog days of summer?
Well, summer is it does have to do, you know, the calendar doesn't mean anything. It has to do with the
solstice and all that stuff. Winter solstice. I think June the 21st may be the actual beginning.
Start of June?
Start of summer? I think, yeah.
I think it's when the moon orbits around Venus. Am I right?
When the moon is in the southern sky?
Well, and it,
no, when the moon
and
is
Jupiter
in your,
aligns
is it,
with Mars.
It's in your eye.
But it hits their eyes.
Yes.
June aligns with.
We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
That's a sea of Amare. That's between Turkey and Vietnam.
Yes, that's exactly right.
All right, what's the answer, Wayne?
Okay, the constellation in the night sky, Orion, has two companion hunting dogs with him, Canis Major and Canis Minor. And within the constellation, Canis Major is the brightest star in the night sky.
Okay, hey, Wayne. Wayne, we got to go.
That's a good science lesson you got going right there.
Sorry to rush you there at the end.
That's good stuff.
All right, the word Augustus means the exalted.
Hero of Tom Clancy's novel.
Jack Ryan.
All right.
I don't have any left.
Hey, guys, again, Weatherford, Oklahoma, Tuesday, April the 1st, First Choice Pregnancy Resource Center Banquet.
You'll be speaking there.
And they've added a couple of tables. So if you want to go to JJ Jasper Official on Facebook, the phone number's there. You can call the center. And I can't wait to meet our listeners.
Amen.
In Weatherford, Oklahoma. Please pray for that important event.
Have a great weekend, everybody. See you Monday.